Blog Talk Radio.
It's celebration time. Happy birthday to the Silver Fox. July 2nd, 1927. According to his mom, he was a little Chubbikins, an only child. And last evening when we were sitting on the lanai, the patio, he had his Adonis drink, and I had my goddess drink, and we were celebrating his birthday. And we both said, where did the time go? Don't take your life for granted. You've heard me say time and time again, I went to bed one night, I was 25, in the springtime of my life. And when I woke up, I was in the winter. But I, excuse me, I interpret my winter as the springtime of my life. Climbing higher on the path of life which has no end. Unless you choose to end it by being sedentary, by not caring, just taking up space on this beautiful planet. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. So, the Silver Fox is celebrating his 87th birthday. He looks fabulous. Why? Because you know we're exercise evangelists. Many of you play golf. Many of you are walkers. Many of you play mahjong. Many of you play bridge, poker, pinochle, bingo. But we moved our body. And we constantly challenge our brain. And mine started when I was 7 years old. But the important message is, once you start, don't ever, ever stop. Because Father Time and Mother Nature are hanging out in the wheel, wings salivating, wringing their hands, saying, oh, good, I got ya. And please, don't tell me that looks don't matter. Oh, yes, they do. So if you want to call in and wish the Silver Fox a happy birthday, the guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And you could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Log on simplyageless.net or KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. It's the same website. I know that there are many of you that have a couple of them. Well, I do have another one with the virtual portal, but that is work-related, and we'll talk about that later on in the show. When you log on my web, be sure and click on all of the tabs, the buttons. And don't forget the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. And then click on books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Self-published, it's an e-book. And if you call in on any of the shows, you get it free. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment to purchase. The techniques and methods are all natural. You're going to learn how to acupress your body before you get out of bed, and you're going to learn that the first hour is the rudder of the day. You're going to learn that 2 hours into sleep, your body and mind talk to each other and go into a repair mode. You're going to learn how to neutralize free radical damage. You're going to learn how important it is to keep the blood free-flowing in your system. You don't want it to turn into sludge. Because if it does, it doesn't get to the brain. And the brain needs the oxygen. And then you're going to learn about, you know what I'm going to do? I just had my epiphany. On my bucket list, I have, Kathy, get the brochure out, The Simply Ageless Gospel, according to Kathy. The Simply Ageless and Timeless. Oh, I love that. I'm writing that down. Simply Ageless and Timeless Gospel, according to Kathy. See, I've been 7 decades, 7 and a half, started at the age of 7 when I knew I didn't want to grow old. And I don't know, it just made sense to me that there had to be a way to stay younger looking even though our body is aging. It's going to happen. You know, we can't stop the aging process. If we stop that, honey, we're dead. And pushing up daisies. Yep, that's on my bucket list. Because you see, I start every morning with my monologue. Backward turn, backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. Let's take a hint from Mother Nature. Ears weren't made to shut, the mouth was. Character is like a foundation to a house. It's below the surface. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? While traveling through this exciting journey of life, we sometimes forget how gifted, talented, and magnificent we are. Let's choose to share our dreams. It's never too late. Let's stay focused and release all thought patterns of lack and limitation and welcome the new. Let's choose to make now the best of the rest of our lives. This moment is all that we have. Come on. Let's all slow down and dance with the now. Darlings, that's all we have. The only present moment, and time is your life. Slow down and dance with the now. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round? Or listened to the sound of rain slapping on the ground? Ever follow a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun into the fading light? Ah, you better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Do you run through each day on the fly, and when you ask, how are you? Do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. ever told your child we'll do it tomorrow and in your haste don't see his sorrow? Ever lost touch? Let a good friendship die because you never had time to call and say hi? You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. When you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift thrown away. Life, your life is not a race. Do take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. This poem was written by a terminally ill little girl. She had 6 months to live. She wanted to send a letter telling everyone to live their life to the fullest, since she never will. She'll never graduate, go to a prom, get married, and have a family of her own. So let's all slow down and dance with the now. Time is short. The music won't last. Hear the music before it's all over. And dance with the now. And promise me, you won't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, internationally, but reaching listeners in any country in the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. And by logging on blogtalkradio.com, you're going to discover what the world has to say. And it's interactive. We encourage you to call in, to participate. Let your voice be heard. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but in the world. What are you sitting on? What's taking you so long? Slow down. Take baby steps. And fulfill your own dreams. When we were talking the other day, the happy birthday boy and I, Ali, Lanai, we both agreed how fortunate we are and were to travel the world, speaker on international cruise ships, to address the government of Malaysia in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. I could go on and on and on and on. And most would say, well, isn't that enough? No. We have more to give. We've been together for 61 years. Were there trials, tribulations, and separations? Of course. Khalil Gibran, this incredible prophet, said, there are times when you must have separation. And if must be, don't fight it. Release it. Let go. And if you were meant to be, you will come back together again. And we were meant to be. We came back together again. We're creatures of habits, you know that. And all the negativity comes up, never the happy stuff. Today's show is about a happier you. And I am going to, it is just incredible, the power of our brain. But it's your choice, you know. When I woke up this morning, and I went through my ritual, my canvas was blank. And then I started to paint in. Visualize. I saw it in my mind's eye. How the day is going to progress. Now, I knew I was going to do the show. But I got up earlier because I had to do some research on the internet. And then walked into my studio room. And I know that after the show, I'll put my face on and get caught up on the 4 newspapers that I take. You see, I don't read the newspaper early in the morning. I have my quiet time. When you wake up, is it, oh, good morning? Or is it, oh, good God, it's morning? It's your choice. It's not even debatable. How did your yesterday go? Man, it was power-packed here. Whew. By time we got out on the patio, it was almost 7 o'clock, and we don't eat our dinner until 7. But it was happy time. We accomplished everything we needed to do. And we savored every moment. Now, are you under the impression that we live a Pollyann life? Heavens no. You don't want to be around when he and I get into a full-fledged argument. And then one of us will start to laugh and say, let's sit down and talk about it. Obviously, our intention was thwarted, undelivered communication, and unfulfilled expectations. So take baby steps today. Oh, and I am going to take him out to Olive Garden, treat him to lunch, and Marco is our favorite waiter, and we have the soup and salad, oh, and the breadsticks, bon appetit. And then after that, we'll just come home and enjoy the afternoon. I won't take any telephone calls. I'll sit and read, and he'll read. And then at 2:30, we'll watch Jeopardy, Central Time. And then I love the Ellen DeGeneres show, but I just watch that for a half hour, and then I'm back into the studio room. So how happy are you? Are you aging in happiness? Are you aging gracefully? It's inevitable. There's nothing we can do about it. So very quickly, because yesterday it was aging gracefully, and today I've got to get to the aging brain. A happier you. You see, the body and the brain don't age. They don't have to. We do. We allow it to happen. Please don't. Okay. Getting older with a plum takes some serious guts. So they did a research And please log on yesterday's show, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on July 1st. And I'll very, very quickly go through 90% of you who practice yoga or meditation feel younger when you do it. 86% of 50-something women say they look younger than their years, 35% by a decade or more. Youth really is a state of mind. If you're 30, you feel 28. If you're 40, you feel 34. If you're 50, you feel 38. If you're 60, you feel 44. 70 and older, 49. Average age given by respondents, they were 34. How could they possibly respond to aging? Talk to the octogenarians. The 70, 80, 90-year-olds are shaping the world. Learn it, live it. To me and the survey, aging gracefully means 40s, looking good, feeling good, and not giving a crap, 50s. It's a mind-body connection, something that escaped me when I was younger. When you're 60, looking chic, pulled together without spending a fortune. 70s, not being concerned about what people think. And then the fifth question was, am I happy the way I'm aging? 31% said yes. 60% said mostly, but I change a few things. 8% said, not particularly, there's a lot I'd change, 8% said. And only 1% said, no way am I happy with the way that I'm aging. But it's your choice. If you're not happy about the way that you're aging, duh. And the American Horror Story, I truly believe this. Nearly 90% of you think that the U.S. places too much emphasis on age. Now, 8 reasons why. The best aging gracefully advice I have ever received. Believe in yourself and use sunscreen. Dress your age tastefully. Embrace your age. Don't let it embrace you. Don't tie yourself to one look, review, and revise. Don't compare yourself to the way you looked 20 years ago. Whiten your teeth and keep smiling. And here's the gauge. They shouldn't be any whiter than the whites of your eyes. I'll never forget Regis Philbin when the whitening came onto the scene. His teeth looked like chiclets. Never wear Uggs. Sleep, exercise, exfoliate. Get to your goal weight and stay there. Make love. It's the fountain of youth. And don't be too thin. It can cause your neck to look scrawny, and I know that. Number 9, pillow face. Nearly 3/4 of you think too much Botox or filler is the number 1 aging faux pas. Ahead of too young clothing, trying too hard makeup, which come in at numbers 2 and 3, respectively. You didn't just join the digital race, you're setting the pace. Almost all of you say you have at least some knowledge of Twitter. Nearly 65% of women in their 30s consider themselves expert Twitters. I have no idea. I'm not Facebook. Right now they're not priority. You don't draw the line at 140 characters either. Roughly a third of you are getting your Instagram on what group was likeliest to be among the first of their friends to sign up for the photo sharing app. Women in their 50s, least likely 30 and 60-somethings. Take that, millenniums. Life in the slow to age lane. We asked, who do you think is aging flawless? Helen Moran. I have no idea who she is. 80, well, she got the top prize. Susan Sarandon. I have vaguely. What is she, a movie star or something? Me, 56. That's right. Most feel you're getting better with time. Julia Roberts, 51. Jodie Foster, 46. Okay, we admit we missed up. We forgot to put Meryl Streep on the list. So many of you reminded us she's timeless. Okay, number 12, you inspire us. What risk would you take now that you wouldn't have taken when you were younger? Not worrying about looking foolish in exercise class. Accepting my curly hair as it is. Dating younger men. What's wrong with that? Old men, really old, have their little trophy girlfriends on their elbow. Speaking up when I see an injustice, which I do. Attempting to be self-employed. I've been self-employed all my life, my home-based business. I just found out that my oldest and dearest friend is terminally ill. The risk I'll be taking is to share her journey. July 8th, Beverly. I shared her journey with her. She passed away. One of the most beautiful earth angels. What memories through the years. Okay, plastic surgery wish list. Top three procedures you'd want if money were not an object. Oh, this is interesting. 25% said eye lift, tummy tuck 24. Only 17% wanted a facelift. We asked, what's the most extreme thing you've ever done to look younger? Most of you have gone no further than lasers, fillers, Botox, hair dye. No Real Housewives stuff here. Have you ever lied about your age? 83% said no. 17% said yes. A surprise? 30-somethings are bigger fibbers than women in their 70s. The best justification, I say I'm older than I am, then I look fabulous for my age. I had to come to terms with turning 80 in October of 2013. Scott Heckman, my artistic director, who guides me on stage when I'm performing, said, Kathy, when they read your resume, which is 10 pages long, they're going to think you're 30 years old, and they're going to stop reading it. Where's the wow factor? The wow factor is you just climbed 50 flights of stairs in nine seconds. So it's easier to tell the truth. And if you're 60 and younger, I'm old enough to be your mama, and if mama ain't happy, honey, ain't nobody happy. Okay, number 16, the top age revealers. Neck and chin, 32%, hands, 27%. An easy fix? I put makeup on my hands for an interview to cover the age spots. You know, who really cares? Anti-aging checklist, what have you done in the past 10 years? 74% said change to a healthier diet. 70% said I colored my hair. 64% said wore sunscreen more often, and 64%, upped my workouts. Oh, my goodness. And then, how many people can you name in? Find your cultural age, which we don't have time to do, and I wasn't as interested in that as I am in finding. No, sharing with you. My goodness. And then there are stories about women with that beat the odds with breast cancer, leukemia. On and on and on. Fearless women. Fearless, fearless women. So, you're listening to Live with Kathy, the Blog Talk, on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. And I must apologize for my voice. I got so involved on the computer. I usually have my cup of hot water with fresh lemon, and I didn't make it this morning. So before I get into Imagine a Happier You, imagine I'm going to share with you a process that takes only minutes a day, a surefire way to be happier. Imagine by rewiring your brain, you can uncover a happier you. Did you know that happiness results from certain habits that can be sculpted into the very tissue of our brains? So stay tuned. The best is yet to come. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you do know that the show is sponsor-driven, but I like to think of it as partnership-driven. It's about you. Yeah, radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency, but did you know that it is an incredible, powerful marketing tool? Are you going to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? This is a call to action. Entrepreneurs, owners, retirees, corporation. Come on, the success formula for marketing and PR, exposure, repetition, and name recognition. And along with self-development, by being partners with my show, you're now going to say to me, well, Kathy, now what do I do? How am I going to get my product, service, my book, my invention out there? Well, we're going to focus on virtual portal. That's what the internet, it can be used to promote anything. It's a process, so affordable, in the low three figures, works with smartphones and computers, incorporating videos, an opportunity to promote anything with global recognition at far less than usual marketing costs. With Virtual Portal, you could promote your product, service, book, invention. It's the most advanced marketing opportunity today. So when you're on the air with me, I'm developing your persona, your voice. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. You wouldn't listen to me too long, would you, if I solved it like this? And then what about your authentic you? I see you, this lotus bloom, just emerging and growing out of muddy waters. Imagine while I hold an audience spellbound, well, I introduce you. You're going to call me at 847-882-8717. And we're going to work on your commercial. It's going to be heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10-week introductory offer. And then you're going to listen to it because it's going to be archived. You're going to be invited to co-host a show with me. How sweet is that? And you listen to yourself on the air. Then you tell me, how did you sound? Were you passionate? Were you convincing? Did you jump up and say, I want that product. I was so great. I'm going to get out there. And we've developed you. And then you email it all over the world. And I'm now a talk show host. I was invited to co-host a show with Kathy Watson on her Live with Kathy blog talk radio. Come join my consortium. 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is sponsored in part by the Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose? To introduce you to their brilliance. To introduce you to recognizing them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn, college versus the trade? I'm all for higher education. But here's the deal. You have to qualify. If college doesn't resonate with you, then log on ironworkers.org. That's ironworkers.org. And see if you qualify. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. And during the 4 years, you're making money. You're earning while you're learning. And your health care kicks into place. And your pension starts. And it is college affiliated. Log on ironworkers.org. Today is my day off from exercising my body, but not my brain. The brain is constant, and you're going to hear a great deal about it after I complete acknowledging my partners. Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the 2009 National Gold Medal winners. They are extraordinaire. Not local, I said national. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Rika Kauf, the director extraordinaire of the 50-plus consortium. Log on, heparks.org, and see what they are doing. It's fabulous. heparks.org. Do you have a little tax issue? You could email Greg McIntyre, our CPA, at hatax@ameritech.net. We live in a stressful, polluted environment. Did you know that stress, toxicity, trauma are leading factors not only in premature aging, but death? We do it to ourselves. Excuse me. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. get the ebook. Call in on any of the shows. I'm on 4 times a week. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CHIWATSON, and click on any of the dates, and here's the show. And if you call in on the show, you get the book automatically, 347-637-3789. Don't you think I might have a brain cell working? 7 decades in development and research? You want to reinvent the wheel? God love you. Go ahead. Now, when you get my methods and techniques, if you could expand on it, if there's something, little glitch that I didn't catch, I'd be more than happy to give you the credit for it and to acknowledge you for your brilliance and your willingness to share with the world. Edith Nam did. She's an author extraordinaire. And let me tell you how extraordinary she is. She's in her late 80s. She survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body. And her latest book is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Get acquainted with her up close and personal. Go to her website, E as in Edith, NAMM.com. Is one of your dreams to be self-employed, to be the CEO of your company? Well, that's what Lee did. She's in the book, Choices. She worked for corporate America. She said, can't do it anymore. She started her own Shackley business years ago. How would you like to get a residual check every month in 4 figures? It didn't happen overnight, but she believed in herself. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you have to do is have that fire in the belly desire to be your own boss. Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? And that could be you. July 2nd, did you have enough money to pay your bills last month? I don't know. Have you been downsized? Are you a solopreneur, retired? Are you just, you know, keep your day job, but build, be smart. Think out of the box. I did at the age of 25. You see, with Lee's expertise and my expertise, we're going to encourage you to believe in yourself. We're going to encourage you to start your own home-based business. And while we're doing that, we're going to challenge you to grow out of the box. www.leticia.myshackley.com or call me at 847-882-8717. And the first step, you want to take that journey of 1,000 steps? You got to take the first step. And the first step is to contact me, call me, whatever you're comfortable doing. We are here to serve. Okay, darlings, get your pencil out. Get your pad and pen out. Take this number down, 800-646-2283. That's 646-800-646-2283. That's the Fraud Fighter Hotline, ARP. Thank you. There are so many fraudulent people out there. They are professionals at what they do. They're actors. They know what you want. They know how to tap into your vulnerability, your naivety, your insecurity. They're pros at sweet talking. Oh, they're the great actors and actresses of the world. Move over, Shakespeare, Romeo and Juliet, good night, parting is such sweet sorrow. These people are experts at it. When they call you or contact you, they already know about you. Oh, they're going to promise you a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts, and that's every age. Do you know that every year we lose $3 billion because we're victims? But the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. And this con scam art PSA, it isn't just for seniors, it's all ages. How do these people sleep at night? And they do. But you see, I truly believe in karma. What goes around comes around. We don't even have to make it happen, it's going to happen. Because they already set the wheels in motion. Thank you, Steven Stressler, the CEO of Reviva. Read his story, From Humble Beginnings to Success. Chuck Brazelton, our insurance agent. Frozen fingertips and frozen toes. Rhea, we all have choices to make, and there's a journey that we have to follow. But the truth is, you just got to be you. And then Lee, oh man, she was adopted. What a vital, fantastic lady. Thank you for making this PSA possible. The book Choice is Now, Awe-Inspiring Choices, revealed by successful entrepreneurs, introduced by Kathy Watson. Yeah, you can learn to fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed, and you can live your life in paradise. The book is available by calling 847-882-8717 in soft, hard copy, ebook, Kindle, and Nook. Or you could log on Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And once you get it, you will not be able to put it down. No, you will not be able to put it down. You're listening to Live with Kathy, and how about a happier you? You're going to hardwire yourself to be happy. And it's called neuroplasticity, the brain's ability to change its structure in response to thoughts, feelings, and life experiences. All mental activity and the key to rewiring for happiness is focusing on positive experiences and memories. But we grab on to the negative, and I'll tell you why. Just 3 minutes a day. This practice can transform your disposition. This is by Judy Jones. Thank you, Judy. Oh, you've got to. This is absolutely. Oh, Rick Hansen. I have his book, Hardwiring Happiness. Get his book. But one surefire way to be happier, rewire your brain using an easy, enjoyable process that takes only minutes a day. Don't laugh. This may sound like hype in an infomercial, it's actually the latest advice from the front lines of brain science. Recent studies suggest that happiness, far from being an unattainable dream, results from, what did I say about habits, sidebar? From certain habits that be sculpted into the very tissue of our brains. All it takes is a little practice. And this is a neuropsychologist, Rick Hansen, PhD, founder of the Wellspring Institute for Neuroscience and Contemplative Wisdom. And this is all out of university. This rewiring is possible because of what scientists called neuroplasticity, loosely defined as the brain's ability to change its structure in response to thoughts, feelings, and life experiences. All mental activity is based on an underlying actions of billions of nerve cells that continually signal each other through vast networks of connections. That's what Dr. Hansen says. This complex activity is constantly changing your brain. Working connections get more blood circulation and become more sensitive in a process that could be called the survival of the busiest, intense, prolonged, or repeated mental activity leaves a lasting imprint, while less active connections wither away. That's why you'd be better at speaking a foreign language if you do it every day than once a year. Now, here's the key. Write this down. The key to rewiring for happiness is focusing on positive experiences and memories. The brain is primarily shaped by what you pay attention to. This means that by directing your attention, you can deliberately create and prolong the kinds of experiences that will shape your brain so that you are happier. You got to get the book, Hardwiring Happiness. The human brain has a negativity bias. It's engineered to note pleasant experiences, only in passing. Why do we dwell on the negative? But if something happens and it's happy, it just, it's gone. The brain is engineered to note pleasant experiences only in passing, if at all. While it is very good at fully absorbing negative experiences and turning them into something unpleasant, like a growing anxiety, a blue mood, or feelings of inadequacy. In other words, negative reactions become a habit. That's why you have to take the apple out of the barrel that's souring. Take it out because it will contaminate. Why is it that the healthy apples can't overtake the sour, debilitating apple? All right, now think about this. Think about your relationship with a coworker, family member, or roommate. I don't know, 10 things or more may happen in a day with that person. 5 are positive, 4 are neutral, and 1 is negative. Which is the one you're going to think about when you're going to sleep? It's almost always the negative one. And along the same lines, there's a lot of research showing that a good long-term relationship needs at least a 5-to-1 ratio of positive to negative interactions. In fact, that means 1 negative interaction is as powerful as 5 good ones. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? The question was asked, why would people have a negativity bias in the first place? And Dr. Hansen said, Evolution. Our Stone Age ancestors had to get good stuff such as food, shelter, mating opportunities, etc., and avoid bad stuff such as predators, natural hazards, and aggression between groups. Good stuff differs from bad stuff in its urgency and impact. If you fail to get that good stuff today, you'll have another chance tomorrow. But if you fail to avoid the bad stuff today, you're toast. So our brains evolved a negativity bias that's allowed them to learn much more quickly from negative experiences than from positive. No, we're changing that. Remember I said you have that computer disk in your brain? We got to change it. Get rid of all of those negative habits. As a result, good experiences tend to bounce off the brain, while bad ones go right in. Whoa, that's fascinating. What can we do to alter the bias? Are you listening? Pay attention. Using a simple method outlined in the book, you could turn your brain into Velcro for good and Teflon for the bad instead of the other way around. If you do, eventually the good experiences will be woven into your fabric. Quick, what's the method? I want to be happier. It's not going to happen instantly. First, have a good experience. Maybe you feel relaxed as you exhaled, or you looked out the window and you saw a beautiful tree. Or you could think about someone in your life who cares about you. Okay, now you've activated a positive mental state. Well, that kind of sounds easy enough, and it is. It's enjoyable. But you have to do it. If you're looking at the beautiful tree but not consciously registering it as a positive experience, it doesn't count. The next part of the process is to install this active brain, active state, into the neutral structure of your brain. Well, how do you conduct a brain installation? Well, you're going to find out. There are a few ways according to a variety of studies. First, dwell on the experience by staying aware of it for at least 10 to 12 seconds. Oh, no, we dwell on negatives for time and all eternity. God forbid you should look out and see a beautiful tree and hold that thought for 10 to 12 seconds. Also, enrich the experience or memory by accessing from many senses. For example, if you're standing outside on a spring morning, inhale the scent of the soil and feel a soft breeze passing over your face, the five senses, touch, taste, feel, embrace. If you're remembering something positive, such as how your boss responded to your big presentation 6 months ago, recall the pleasant details. How your boss praised you afterward. Prolong and enrich the experience or the memory you're aiming to. Get as many neurons as possible firing together so they start wiring together. The longer you hold on to that positive experience, you're aiming to get as many neurons as possible coming together so they start wiring, connecting. And absorb consciously the experience. Some people do this by imagining that the experience is going into them the way water goes into a sponge. Or you could tell yourself directly that you're absorbing the experience. Done often enough, this absorbing of the experience creates neutral connections that transform passing mental states, such as feeling cheerful, into lasting neural traits, such as being a cheerful person. Tomorrow I'm going to finish it. I'll be on the air at 11:30 to 12:30 Thursday, and we're going to talk about Sleepless Beauty, but taking in of a happy feeling seems to require. It requires imagination. See it in your mind's eye. Until tomorrow, au revoir.